AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Venezuelans have been searching for survivors beneath the rubble of collapsed buildings, the U.S. among a number of countries responding.
The U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is facilitating the deployment of urban search and rescue teams.
U.N. spokesman Stephane Dujarric.
This will be a long haul. There will be the immediate response to the devastation of the earthquake, but it will continue for months to come.
At least 188 people are known to have been killed. More are feared dead. Elsewhere, a UN maritime agency has paused the evacuation of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, Saga Magani explains.
The plan was to move stranded vessels out of the Persian Gulf through the strait, and several tankers did go through. But that's now on hold after the British military says a projectile hit a vessel off Oman's coast. It's unclear who fired on the ship. The report came hours after Iran warned vessels to stop using the route without its permission. The alternate passage would relieve pressure on the global economy and remove Tehran's main source of leverage in peace talks. While visiting the Gulf, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. is committed to ensuring vessels can use the new route.
If that stops, then we're going to have a problem.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Fed's preferred inflation gauge hit a three-year high in May. Consumer prices up 4.1% from a year earlier as gas prices peaked. Two major immigration opinions from the Supreme Court. One clears the way for the Trump administration to revive a restrictive policy for asylum seekers, a second allowing an end to temporary legal protections for Haitian and Syrian immigrants. And New York City's Rent Guidelines Board has approved a rent freeze for rent-stabilized tenants. Mayor Zoran Mamdani had promised a freeze for 1 million apartments in his campaign. This is AP News. A new study suggests humans and great apes giggle in similar ways, dating back 15 million years. Ed Donahue has the story.
Just like people, many animals share a laugh, but the giggles don't sound the same. For rats, it's an ultrasonic squeak, but apes sound more like humans. Researchers in Britain examined recordings of laughter from four young children and 13 apes in captivity who were tickled during playtime. Compared to apes, human laughter has gotten faster and more complex. There's context based on the reason for laughing. One of the authors of the study says humans are very similar to great apes because we've been laughing in a similar way for 15 million years. I'm Ed Donahue.
And there's a giraffe on the loose in the Texas Hill Country. It escaped from a private ranch nearly 2 weeks ago. There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.